Most of Australia's increase will be absorbed by projects directly or indirectly designed to counter China. The biggest is the undersea cable that will deliver high-speed internet to Papua New Guinea and the Solomon Islands. The Australian cable displaces a project developed by the Chinese giant Huawei, which raised security concerns in Canberra. Australia will also establish a new Australia Pacific Security College to train leaders from around the Pacific in security, intelligence, and law enforcement. Australia's increase represents a larger share of a $3.1 billion foreign aid budget that's unchanged overall. Last month, Concetta Fierravanti-Wells, Australia's Minister for International Development and the Pacific, pointed to an opinion poll that showed 80% of Australians opposed to any increase in foreign aid. By contrast, New Zealand expanded its foreign aid budget by 30%, $500 million over the next 4 years. A big part of those funds will go to climate adaptation. Foreign Minister Winston Peters said that climate resistance projects help protect Pacific homelands and cultures and reduce migration challenges in the future. New Zealand's foreign aid budget took deep cuts under the previous Conservative government, and even with this increase, New Zealand's contributions still stand well below international averages. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.